Avalanches are one of the Mountain West's most dangerous natural disasters. This winter, 8 people have already died across our region. But there are ways to increase your odds of surviving an avalanche. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie tagged along with a special class in Utah to find out.
Imagine you're with a friend on top of a cold, snowy mountain. It's 13 degrees, no wind, but beautiful. Your friend kicks off and begins skiing down a slope, but then... She triggers a massive avalanche. That's Lily Wolf, and don't worry, she's not really in danger. Wolf is an instructor with the nonprofit Utah Avalanche Center, and she's role-playing an avalanche with a couple of students. She's leading a rescue class near Park City. And the victim is actually just an old backpack. But it's buried somewhere out there in the snow. Its avalanche beacon is on, and the students are using special transceivers to try and find it.
What are your numbers? You gotta communicate with each other.
6.636. They scramble towards the signal, pinpoint it, and begin shoveling. All is going according to plan until one of the students takes his gloves off. Wolf gently chastises him.
It's gotta be some cold hands. Have you ever shoveled a lot without gloves on?
No.
I did once. End up with some bloody hands.
Did you?
Pretty darn quick. You won't make that mistake again.
There's a lot of tips like this to remember when you're trying to find someone who's trapped in an avalanche. Like, don't panic. Make a plan. Be safe and move quickly, because most people die within an hour of being buried. Chad Bracklesburg is executive director of the Utah Avalanche Center. He says the most common cause of death in an avalanche isn't getting crushed. It's asphyxiation.
So it's not that you suffocate, it's actually that you run out of oxygen in the snowpack. It is, I guess, similar to drowning as a feeling, but different because you're actually not inhaling anything. You're running out of oxygen instead.
So if you don't want to die this way, Bracklesburg says one of the best things you can do is avoid avalanches in the first place. That means paying attention to red flags, like not going backcountry skiing after a snowstorm or looking out for wind blowing in huge drifts of snow.
Wind is a big one. So the wind was howling today. Wind can move 10 times more snow than what falls out of the sky.
There are also special forecasts that warn backcountry skiers, snowboarders, and snowmobilers about the potential danger for avalanches on any given day. Despite all the precautions, though, people can still get trapped and killed. It's a lesson student Brett Yatkeman knows personally. In the 1990s, he lost a friend in an avalanche in Colorado.
When the avalanche went, he tumbled over rocks and cliffs and died from the trauma.
And it was traumatic for Yatkeman. He stepped back from backcountry skiing for nearly 2 decades while he raised his kids. But now the sport is drawing him back.
I love backcountry skiing for the peace, getting away from kind of the resorts and all the crowds.
But Yatkeman wants to make sure he's skiing in the backcountry safely. So he and 17 others are here learning the basics of avalanche rescue. They use long probes to find survivors under the snow. They figure out the ins and outs of their emergency transceivers, and they learn how to dig efficiently and quickly as a team.
Zip up your jackets, put your hoods on. You're gonna get some snow in your face.
The person in front begins scooping up the snow while the others get rid of the debris. They switch out every minute or so. It's tough work. After all, 1 cubic meter of densely packed snow can weigh nearly a ton. That's why it's so hard to free yourself if you get stuck in an avalanche. But executive director Chad Bracklesburg argues that classes like this are helping keep the number of deaths pretty low across the Mountain West, even as sports like backcountry skiing become more popular.
It is still the most deadly natural disaster in Utah, but based on this growth, we're really happy that, you know, education, awareness, gear, all these things are keeping people safer and preventing that rise in fatalities.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie in Park City, Utah.